Welcome to Discover You Radio's discussions. Let's show some respect by paying attention to what our guest has to say. Go on now, my friend. The floor is yours. We want to know who you are, what you're about, and what you have to bring to the table.
Welcome to Discover You Radio's discussions. We have the band still in the fight at the table. We're going to welcome in Goose and Bayonet. Welcome to the show.
I appreciate you having us on.
Oh, no worries.
Good spot, so.
No worries.
We have our album out that we put out last year, and it's been picking up. The album's called Deceptive. We have a bunch of followers now, and it's just been exciting getting our music out there, all original. We consider ourselves heavy metal, but some of the songs, some people in the metal genre might consider more hard rock, but that's okay. We're old school metalheads, so we're teens in the 80s when metal was more underground. You'd never even heard of anything that wasn't some kind of glam metal being played on the radio. So everything was underground, from the thrash scene to anything that was on that heavy, darker side. So that's where we came from, and we grew up listening to that stuff. And then as time went on, through the 90s, I mean, there's been grunge bands, death bands, you know, all kinds of stuff that we were influenced by, not including the old rock and roll and stuff. So, I mean,
right.
We tend to put a little bit of everything over the years into our style, and I think that's what makes us very unique. And, you know, you listen to our songs on Deceptive, they vary from things that you might have heard from the 80s all the way up until modern type of stuff.
And genres have definitely changed. There's like so many different genres nowadays that have definitely developed music styles these days. And I remember a genre list being pop, rock, rock and roll, disco, and country, and that was about all you got. And now you've got tons and tons of different genre specific types of music. It's pretty hard to keep up with now.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people try to create their own new genre.
Well, we did
music. Yeah,
we call it grandpa metal because of our age.
That's how I joke with the band. It's kind of fun. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people try to create their own genre and whatnot, and that's cool. I'm up against it, but we play what we feel. We don't try to sound like somebody else. I mean, sure, we have dozens and dozens of influences, such as other bands do as well. And a lot of those bands will try to take those influences and incorporate them into their music, where I feel we just play from our heart and play from what, you know, our experiences were over the years of what we learned, and Deceptive was born out of that. So.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the hardest questions I think we ever got was, what three bands do you consider yourself sounding like? That was on an electronic press kit, and I mean, that was an impossible question. We actually reached out to people on social media to be like, hey, what do you think we sound like? We got a few responses, but a lot of people were like, oh, you sound like yourselves.
Yeah. It's good to elaborate on the influences that who've influenced you. It's, you know, and kind of give people an idea of what they're expected to get out of you. And there are EPKs that ask you, when you're putting those together, they'll ask you those questions, you know, who do you think you sound like and who you can relate to? And it's important to know, to know how to make that reach an audience. But it's a little different nowadays, and because people will go, they'll switch from a country song to a death metal song on a playlist in a moment's notice. And with that being said, we're going to continue on part two, and we're going to be talking about genres and Still in the Fight. So stay tuned. Coming up, part two, Still in the Fight.
If you are a musician or an artist, please listen carefully because this benefits you. Discover You Radio is not playing games here. We're playing your music. In fact, we're playing your music that we pay for. Go to discoveryouradio.com and submit your song. We pay for it before we play it. Pay to play, reversed.
Welcome to part two, still in the fight of this hour. This hour belongs to them on Discovery Radio, and we are going to continue on. We were talking about genres, genre-specific types of music, and how there is just so many different genres, and they actually, still in the fight, has coined their own hashtag Grandpa Metal. Let's take it away, Goose.
Right on. The reason that we coined Grandpa Metal is a lot of younger folks. We've gotten, besides our own family and friends and stuff that are younger, they think that older people should just hang it up. when something in your heart, like music, when we've been playing for so many years, that's in your heart, that's in your soul. So we just coined the phrase Grandpa Metal because that's our age. That's a grandpa. I'm not yet, but I'm old enough.
Three grandkids now. I can definitely tell you at the age we are now, I'm just close on the radio, but it definitely has its effects playing, especially as a drummer. I feel like I'm teaching mass back air sometimes.
Yeah.
Definitely the stamina is not like it was 30 years ago.
I think we're going to, when we play out and stuff, we said it would be funny to go out on wheelchairs and walkers and stuff, and then all of a sudden, like,
tear it up.
Just tear the stage up, and then at the end, like, walk off with the same wheelchairs and walkers and stuff, canes.
I think I fit right in that category for Grandpa Metal because I have 6 grandkids.
There you go.
Yeah. Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard.
So the band Still in the Fight, we decided on the name Still in the Fight. I know it's been used by a lot of mostly military, but both Bayonet and I are both retired military. I myself did 23 years. Never gave up playing over those years, but I did follow my career. And a lot of our music, there's quite a few of our songs that are military related. In fact, on YouTube, we have a video called Born Killer. It's the Ballad of the Sniper. I got my school that I went to, audio and photo and film, to get involved because running different camera views and stuff. And then I edited it and everything. But the video is tells a story, kind of a song that tells a story of a sniper. Now, I wasn't a sniper. I was a medic. Bayonet was.
When I was a mechanic, they offered me to go to sniper school. I was like, heck yeah.
Yeah, so we did a video on that. But some of our stuff is political, and some of our songs are just whatever we feel. We did a song for a close friend. It was actually Bayonet's brother-in-law called My Brother, My Friend. He was still alive. He was suffering from cancer, and that song was written specifically for him. So again, on our YouTube, we did a video, and it just displays Mikey, Mike Cult Rider, and all of us have somebody that we've lost or whatever, or we have people that we want to hold on to. That are dealing with some kind of disease or whatever. So that's what the song's about. So on that side, I mean, it's kind of a sad song, but it's also inspirational. I mean, that man must have listened to that song every day.
So, oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Captain Gillen was, definitely inspirational. He's a hell of a guy.
Yeah, he was a fighter.
And that song, just talking about them, getting goosebumps talking about. But the video that's on there, I think I only watched it 2 times. It just really hits home when I watch it. Goose did a stellar job with the vocals and the writing of that.
And you have 2 versions, right? You have a bass and vocals, and then you have a full production?
We do, yeah. The first time we wrote it, it was just me and the bass player doing the song. That was released as a single, but then on the album did a full band version, which has more instruments, a solo, the drums, just some more mechanics to it to give the song a little more life.
That's so awesome. So with that being said, we're gonna continue the story and go back to part three of Still in the Fight. Still in the Fight will be up in a few minutes to finalize their spot on Discover U Radio's discussions.
Are you an independent musician? Join MusicSubmit.com and we'll promote your music to radio stations and blogs in your genre. It's free to set up your account, and we guarantee your music will be considered for airplay by radio stations worldwide. Why not sign up today? It's free. MusicSubmit.com, radio promotion for indie musicians.
This is going to be part three. We are with Still in the Fight, talking with Goose and Bayonet, talking music. We just got done talking about a song written called My Brother, My Friend, and there is a video out there regarding this. And if you want to let us know about it, Goose, Bayonet, just tell us about the story behind this.
So you can check the video out on our website, stillinthefightband.com. There's a link.
YouTube.
There's a YouTube link on there as well. The song was written for my brother-in-law. He was diagnosed with cancer, lung cancer, and he had a pretty large tumor on his trachea, or his bronchial tube, I'm sorry. And, the song is definitely written about him, written for him. Don't give up your fight. We want to see you another day. We want to see you tomorrow, et cetera. So as far as everything behind that song, with it being written for him, you can definitely take that song to heart with a ton of other things. Other than the fact that it was written for him and about him, but if you actually listen to the wording of it, you can definitely relate it to other things that may be going on in your life or a family member or a friend. Because everybody, sadly, had something, within their family or a close friend or whatever. So this song definitely will hit home if you really listen to the words and the song, the lyrics, and the power of the music behind it. It's just really cuts deep.
There's going to be a promo page on my website for you guys that's surrounding this broadcast and podcast. So I'll embed that video on the site so it makes it easy for people to find it as well. I'll do that for you. I don't mind doing that at all.
Great.
No, we appreciate that. Yeah, thank you so much. So you go to our website. Again, it's www.stillinthefightband.com, or you just type in Google Still in the Fight Band and we'll pop up. We pop up for our website, which has links to all our social media. We have YouTube. We try to keep our YouTube just to music videos. There's a couple shorts on there that we did that were kind of funny. They seem to get a lot more hits than our videos, but the words and stuff in our videos we'd like people to listen to. We wrote one about the pandemic. That was one of the first songs we wrote being together in 2020 is when, all the COVID started hitting.
So, right. Yeah, and you're on TikTok too, right? You're on TikTok?
We are on TikTok. I tend to run that a lot and try to promote. Sometimes we do educational things. We do it all. Yeah. The music that we do, I actually went to school for audio and sound technician, and so I definitely mix and edit our songs. For our first album, I left some fine tuning to the school that I went to, which is the Academy of Media Production in McSherrystown, PA, and they finished it up and mastered it for us. Now we are getting ready to release a single. It's called Change of Mission. I've been working on that. I did some TikTok videos on it, and we're getting ready to, we're probably going to have that released sometime in March or April. But I plan on doing all the way up to mastering and getting that out there.
Out in the world.
Sure. I have to tell you, I appreciate our relationship, Will, and just to give you props, Discover You Radio and what you do is just amazing for artists and musicians.
Absolutely.
And I wanted to put this out there live to everybody. So I'm not, I know I gave you accolades already to yourself, but it's very rare to have people who support us like this and all. So kudos, definitely.
Well, it's much appreciated. It's much appreciated. I appreciate the great artists out there. I appreciate your band. Without you guys, I don't have anything to really play because, you know, the mainstream corporate stuff is okay, but your music is way better. So
I appreciate that, man.
Yep, definitely love it. I listen to it a lot more than I do Metallica. So, you know, Metallica's oversaturated. No offense to you guys, Metallica, but you guys are just, you're too commercialized for me, and I love Still in the Fight better. Just got to let you know that. Live on the air.
I appreciate it, man.
And that will do it for the show. Great conversation. I got to know you guys a lot better. You talked about the song, My Brother, My Friend. Now it's like, when we're done, I have to go listen to it. I got to go watch the video. That's what I want to do right now because I feel a little more connected to it now because of this. So I appreciate everything. You guys, you have a great day. Stay tuned. It's going to be up on the podcast. It's never going away.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Discover You Radio's podcast. You can also join Will as he goes live on air from 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Mountain Time, Monday through Friday at discoveryouradio.com for a glimpse into independent music, interviews, and announcements.